Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I love Schwarber's bat as far as the power goes. A ton of strikeouts. That doesn't play well to me in the postseason. I'm not saying he can't be clutch, but you see the Phillies struggle in the postseason. Has no versatility. If David Stearns is talking about defense, and run prevention, well, where does Kyle Schwarber fit in there? At this point, I think that's a mistake. And I'm not sure I believe... I'm not saying I don't believe Buster Olney. Of course, I believe him as a reporter, but it's rumors around it, and maybe it is just trying to drive up the price on Schwarber. It doesn't make sense to me the way David Stearns operates that they would go after Kyle Schwarber.
I don't know why you don't like this. Every time this comes up, I'm like, Kyle Schwarber's a one-man wrecking crew. I want Kyle Schwarber on the Yankees, but obviously the reports connecting him to the Mets is what we're talking about. I mean, I look at it this way, Sal. Too many times you and I came in here last summer, right, and obviously in the fall. And, of course, the pitching was the theme. You know, two innings, three innings, four if you're lucky, go to the bullpen. That was the story around the 2025 Mets. But I think one of the big stories around the Mets the last couple of years, even going back to Buck's really good season, 2022, I think it was 22. Yeah. In 2022. Like, the Mets' designated hitter spot has been just... it's been vacant. You've had a little Marte, you've had a little Vientos, you've had a, like, it's just nothing that's been very appealing. So, to me, the thought of Kyle Schwarber not only strengthening the Mets with an elite eye, prodigious power, and strengthening the Mets, but you're also simultaneously weakening the Phillies. I don't like Schwarber to the Mets. I love Schwarber to the Mets.
And that would mean no Pete Alonso, obviously.
Why, though? I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. What do you mean? We can't have Pete and Schwarber.
Why not?
They're going to get both those guys? No way. It would be in lieu
of Pete Alonso. You really think it's either or? Because I don't.
In that case, yes. It's not a finance thing. It's a fit thing. They're going to give Pete Alonso 5-6 years, knowing that he's eventually a DH and you want to play him at DH as well. Like, that makes you bad defensively. I know the power as well, but then the power can become redundant where you want to be more of a well-rounded team. To me, the only way... here's the proven fact, right? When we talk about Alonso specifically, it's, well, my argument is I want his power in the lineup. The Mets need the power of Pete Alonso. Where are you replacing that proven power if he walks? And the only answer is Kyle Schwarber. And then you could say not only are you replacing his power, arguably you're getting... better power. It's not proven in New York, but in a lineup.
He's fine.
Yeah, I mean, 46, 47, 38, 56, over 100 ribbies.
Stud.
He's a machine. Also, strikeout. The average not going to be where Pete is, and no versatility. But are you trading a little versatility, which Pete has, and some of the average and more of a well-rounded hitter, I guess, than Schwarber for extreme high-level A++ power in Schwarber? I guess that's the ultimate trade-off.
Yeah, but I'm also not convinced. I think we need to revisit this. I'm not convinced that it's either or. I'm not. Now, I don't know that the Mets would be inclined to do this, but let's say you get Schwarber. I'll just throw out very loose numbers just to keep the train moving. 4 years, 100-ish. All right, Schwarber, boom. Pete, 5 years, plus one, I don't know, 150-ish, right? Well, yeah, that's an interesting allocation of funds to two guys who are pretty heavy-footed. One guy doesn't play defense at all. The other guy, on his best day, is an average defender. I get it. Well, maybe the way you circumvent that is, well, now you are you are more okay with running, whether it's a Jet Williams or a rookie center fielder out there, doing some things. By the way, you're already exponentially better defensively at second base the moment you get to Port St. Lucie based on the trade they've already made. So maybe you kind of, it's a pivot. It's a surplus of power, but there's also a lower budget infusion of athleticism and defense.
Yeah, which is something that Stearns has made an emphasis on.
I know.
Which is how you build a team. So I have a hard time thinking that A, they'd go after Schwarber, and B, they'd go after Schwarber and bring back Pete. I really think it's one or the other because, BT, even if you paint it, you know, Soto's going to be a part of the outfield. The other two spots are up for grabs right now.
Yep.
One of them is going to belong to a younger player. You have to imagine, no matter what.
Menge, right? Or Williams. Menge. Jeez, Benj.
Benj or Williams. I've got to
get that right before I get out of here.
Benj or Williams. One of those two will be either center or left, depending on what the other one is.
Yeah.
So would you rather, I mean, I think it's an interesting thought. Would you rather invest in Pete to be your first baseman? Okay, we know we'll live with some of the defensive deficiencies. Mm-hmm. You upgrade with Simeon on the right side, should help a little bit with the range. The arm, there's nothing you could do about that, but you I guess you live with it with Pete. And you load up at DH with Schwarber, but you just have no flexibility. I'm all for it. I certainly used to be of the belief, lock in the best best offensive bat at DH and don't worry about it. Although the game has evolved to a point where you feel like you kind of need that to be a little bit open.
Yes, I understand. Listen, flexibility, versatility.
At least a little.
I know. And with those two guys, there's zero flexibility. Understood. And there's basically no versatility as well. See, the thing, though, is I think this, if this is a year from now and certainly 2 years from now, I don't think I would have much interest in this because I think at that point you would need to save the DH spot a little bit for Lindor just to get him off his feet in the middle of the diamond, you know, once a week, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a month, whatever it might be. I think that they can do this. I really do. I know it's about run prevention.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know it's Stearns' espouses. I get it. We watch the good teams play in October. Yep. Got to catch the baseball. Got to have good starters. Got to have a pen. Got to hit in the clutch. Got to run the bags. We know baseball. But I also really do think, just as a general, you know, flashback to these last couple of years for the Mets, I mean, it's pretty uninspiring watching these names. When you see that lineup pop up on SNY, DH, this guy's a scrub, this guy's done, this guy's unproven. You can't function like that.
Let me ask you, would you rather invest in Bellinger and Pete or Schwarber and Pete?
Bellinger and Pete. If I'm going to have that as an option, it's Bellinger and Pete.
I mean, I guess you could say Bellinger and Schwarber, but now they're way loaded lefty. They need a right-handed bat. So you can't just have Bellinger and Schwarber and Soto in there.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I wouldn't just let that be the determining factor, lefty-righty bats, but it is something when you look at that lineup construction. I would rather, and maybe even though you know me, I'm not emotional as it pertains to making decisions with bringing back players or not.
No.
But maybe I am just looking at it from an emotional standpoint of valuing Pete over Schwarber, because there have been times over the years where I've said Schwarber is a better offensive player. You'd rather have him. I think I'm just trying to build a better team and not letting emotion get involved in it. I love Schwarber's power. Of course, he's a big-time threat. And imagining him and Soto in the same lineup, the way that they, you know, work at bats and all that stuff, yeah, that's as nasty as it gets. But I still think Pete brings more overall to the table with his value. And maybe I just hung up on that. Maybe they'd be better off clean slate, rip the Band-Aid off. No more Nimmo, no more Pete. They do what I've been asking them to do for years, break up the core. It certainly would accomplish that. I just feel like you might be better off with a Bellinger-Pete combo than a Pete or Schwarber in lieu of Pete.
The good thing is they have options. Yeah. They do have options. Now, even though this is the story today, which is why we're starting the show with this, the main mission for the Mets, and we talked a lot about this yesterday, you could bring back Schwarber, Pete, and Bellinger. With that starting staff, you're going to win UGATs. So, like the Mets really, really need to bring in at least two. You were saying, and I agree, via pitchers, via trade, via free agency. I believe, you believe, we all believe the Mets will be very active there. I feel like right now at this point, this is just a guess, but I think it's a fairly intelligent one, I think. I feel like right now the Mets have more of a plan on what they want to do with the rotation than how they want to attack the everyday lineup.
Let me ask you it this way. If the rumors are swirling about the Mets being interested in Schwarber, and like if you just use your noodle for a second, think, we talked about this, the only power bat to replace Pete Alonso is Schwarber. Maybe that says, similar to what the Mets did with Diaz and Williams, saying, okay, well, Diaz wants five. We want to give him three. He's going to hold out for five. Let's go get Williams, at least lock him up. And if Diaz doesn't want our price, see you later. Maybe they have that same thought process with Pete where they say, we're firm on 3 years. We want you back. Mm-hmm. We believe in your power. We want you back to be a Met. But we're not going beyond 3 years. And Pete, I mean, he looks at 3 years and says, I'm on seven. Great.
Yeah.
So then they're saying, well, we're not budging beyond three. And if you don't like that, we're going to go get Kyle Schwarber to replace you. Maybe that's where this is coming
from. Okay, now that's interesting because last year Pete signed very late. I think a lot of people anticipate that Pete's going to sign very late this year. That's a dangerous game to play if you dangle the possibility, I'm talking about to Boris and to Pete, of us, being I'm the Mets right now, of us signing Schwarber, but you don't sign Schwarber. Like, it's one thing to threaten, and I'll put quotes around the word threaten, And certainly leverage, I think, the situation, better word, leverage the situation with Pete by saying, hey, we could very easily pivot to Schwarber, but you better sign him. Because what you can't have happen is leverage Schwarber to Pete, Schwarber signs elsewhere, and then Pete's like, screw you.
But maybe they'd rather invest in Schwarber's power or overpay or whatever it would take to get him, saying, all right, well, here's our line on Pete. This is where we value you. Let's see where Schwarber's at. Well, they know they can't come away without at least one of those two guys.
Yeah.
There are ways to do it. And I respect, a part of me respects the Mets' discipline here. Of course, the natural instinct of a fan is going to say, well, bring back Diaz, bring back Pete, because it's going to make you better because those two guys have produced and they weren't the problem. But if you actually look at it from a business standpoint, well, the Mets sucked last year anyway, winning 83 games. So why would they need Diaz and or Pete Alonso, especially if it's going to be where they're not comfortable going? I respect the hard stance. This is what we believe you're worth. We want you back. If you are going to hold out for more and you think you can get it, see you later. We'll move on. Everybody is replaceable.
I agree with that. You know, and the other thing, too, we'll get to these phones in a second. 888-808-1019. Obviously, this is going to go on for a while, you would imagine. And we all talk about how much the Met fan, and not everybody, they're definitely, and I think it's a growing faction over the last year or so. 2 years ago, this would have seemed absolutely, you know, bonkersville. And now I think there are a decent amount of Met fans who are like, maybe we could build a better team without Pete.
Yeah.
So we've attacked that angle. We've always tried to guess how much Pete wants to remain a Met. Like, we don't know that quite as much as how, what we
don't
know about
the fans.
Don't
you think he wants the
money? Well, that's where I'm going. Like, hey, Pete, there's, and intonation matters here. Hey, Pete, you want to be a Met? Or Pete, do you want to be a Met? Do you want to finish here?
I like the difference.
You know what I'm saying?
Or do you want to be a Met?
Yes, yeah. It's the same words, but the inflection matters. Right. The passion that will, and I would like to hear Pete say, yeah, I want to be a Met. That's business. Or Pete, look Cone in the eye and say, I want to be a Met. I want to be the best Met of all time. And there's a difference, but I don't know if Pete feels that way.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing with Diaz. I feel like Diaz wants to be back with the Mets more than, oh God, this is going to get taken
more
out of
than
time.
What Pete?
More than Pete does. Yeah, I
why don't you say that again? Let me lay out. Get that.
I don't even
sound.
Want it out there.
Come on,
no, I just feel it. I believe Edwin Diaz wants to be back with the Mets more than Pete wants to be back with the Mets, meaning I don't think Diaz is just going to change. I could be wrong on this. I have no insight. I'm just based on what has happened in recent history where they came to the agreement early with Diaz. He talked about how much he loved it here, and they came to that agreement with Pete. Obviously, there's been some kind of disconnect. Even though he's come back, Pete thinks he's worth a lot more. Dude, here's the bottom line. If the Mets are willing to go to three, it's not even close to where Pete wants. So already, not to mention last year, already if you're Pete Alonso and you're saying you want seven, mm-hmm. and the Mets are countering with three, already if you're him, you're like, I'm out of here.
And he might have that mindset. He might be pissed off to the point of no return.
He's going
to
get, and I'm not blaming.
I don't know if I blame him, by the way, either, honestly.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. I'm not blaming Pete Alonso. All I'm saying is I don't think that there's this notion, the same way we talked about Soto last year. I think it was different Soto versus Bellinger as it pertains to the Yankees. I really believe, I don't know this, just using a hunch and some common sense, Bellinger would prefer to remain with the Yankees, where Soto wanted the most money. And it's not a knock on him, it's the reality. I believe at this point, while Pete would like to ideally be a Met, he wants the most money from the Mets. Hey, life isn't perfect. Sometimes you don't get what you want.
Yeah.
And maybe some other team is going to give him more money, and it's his right to go take that. I think that's where Pete is at versus I really want to be a Met so much that I'll take 3 years, whatever the offer may be.
I still think the Red Sox are going to come knocking. Let me just say one more thing. Like, so you look at the finances here, and there's not a doubt. Nobody can possibly contest this statement. If the Mets absolutely, unequivocally wanted Pete, I'm not saying they don't want him, but absolutely wanted him back, to interpret, the contract would be there because Cohen's got as much money as anybody.
Right.
So you give them credit for how they're playing hardball with some of these stances. I'm going to take kind of a subset of that, and I give them a lot of credit for being of the mindset that they are prepared to radically shift the DNA of this team. And I think if they have to, I think that that's smart because I think on a lot of levels they need to. It's proven not to be good enough. Now, a fan favorite might be sacrificed at that expense, but that's the cost of business when you're trying to win a World Series.
Right, but that's where I'm at a crossroads. Being smart versus, well, why wouldn't you want Diaz? Of course everybody in the league would want Diaz. It's not about wanting him, it's about how far you would go to get him. So the Yankees, in their heyday, would just go over the top to get the best player. End of story. Nobody else would really compete. We're seeing now the Dodgers maybe do that in a lot of aspects. The Mets could do it. The Yankees could do it. But you've seen the Yankees act in a more disciplined manner. And we get on them calling them the Bronze Bombers. Or some people say, how needs to spend more money. But in reality, business-wise, building a team-wise, it makes sense. Same thing as it pertains to the Mets. Just because Cohen can do it, is it really smart to give Diaz 5 years, 100, or Pete Alonso 6 years, 200 million?
I don't think either is worth it.
Okay.
If I ran the Mets, I would not give five to Diaz or six to Pete. I would say no and no.
Okay, and now the counter to that is, but you have the money to do it.
Yep.
And clearly losing those two players does not make you better.
See, it's not about the money. It's about the lack of wiggle room and versatility to build my team out in a way that I think could be better.
So then you need to see what the next steps are. Okay, but so far, just use the bullpen. Forget the Alonzo Schwarber. We'll get more into that in a second. But because they did already sign Devin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are under the assumption and hoping and saying they need to bring Diaz back in addition, which still could happen. But what if that was their pivot and they say, hey, we brought Williams in, who we think is going to be a great value, which I agree with could be a great value.
Me too.
Off a down year, was the best closer in the sport 2 years ago.
For multiple years.
Three years, $51 million is a nice value, and compared to where Diaz might get double of that. So if they let Diaz walk and then it's Devin Williams, then that's their plan to say build it out elsewhere. I'm not saying that that's the only move they're going to make, but they shored up the bullpen with their closer at that value and now let Diaz walk, and then we get to see how they use that money elsewhere.
It's a very interesting offseason, man. I mean, it kind of seems fairly quiet for the Yankees. I feel like, I don't think it'll finish as quiet for the Yankees as it feels now, but I feel like this is going to be a nutty one for the Mets, and I've always felt that
way. I told you I'd go to six for Alonso, but I'm like hearing that the Mets are only going three.
Yeah, and if that's the case, the Mets are right. I would say three's a bit light.
It's also they're not going to get him.
They're not going to get him at three.
Remember when I told you industry sources were talking about that?
Yeah,
the Mets
I remember that.
I don't know if I gave a year thing on it, but I said the Mets were not going to budge this time. Again, from a different industry source, I was just hearing that only three years for Pete. That's the most the Mets
are going to get. Unless, that's interesting news there. I mean, if he comes back left-handed, a little younger, and a little more fleet of foot, the impediments in the negotiations a year ago are still there.
Yeah.
So nothing changed in that regard.
Larry is in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
What up, Blair?
BT Show, what's happening, my guy?
Hi, Larry. Hey.
Listen, the comment on the Schwarber-Alonso thing, in a perfect Met world, they would sign both. That being said, I think Schwarber's going to back it will go back with Philly. And I do think the Mets will go with Pete, but he won't take 3 years for him. It's going to cost him more. The other thing is, play hardball with him and Diaz. I agree with that. I mean, look, they're an 83-win team. You could tell them, look, we sucked with you. We can suck without you guys. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
We got to make a change here.
I hope he did, say that. I'd love to be at the table with Stern and say, look, Pete, we sucked with you. We could suck without you.
Exactly. And the other thing is, even if everything breaks right and they get Schwarber and Alonso, they still need a center fielder. Sal, on your SNY, they had a thing that they're interested in Buxton.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. They got all the chips to trade to the Twins.
Me too. Sorry, Larry, to cut you off there, and thank you for the call. We talked about that yesterday on Baseball Night in New York, and then again on Sports Night, where Buxton could be available. He's always banged up, but last year you saw what he could actually do, BT, when healthy.
Yep.
I would take a chance on him, and we talked about it with Joe Ryan as well, because I guess it floated out there, the Mets were. Did we discuss this?
We did. Oh, yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah, came up.
The Twins might be interested in Tong. Mm-hmm. The Mets are interested in Ryan. He's not a top-of-the-rotation guy. Maybe he has the potential to be a two or something. I look at him more as a three, but maybe the Mets could get a package deal with Buxton and Ryan. Now you shore up one spot in the rotation and center field, and then obviously you have to go via free agency with either Schwarber or Alonso.
I like Buxton. He's got tantalizing talents, and I'm not saying no to it. I'm not. I'm open to it because, man, he is good. But I only like taking a flyer on somebody's health when I know everything else is buttoned up. And right now there's too many other issues with the Mets. Like, I can't have the Mets' primary... One of their primary offseason moves being bringing in Buxton, unless you're bringing in like a Tucker and a Schwarber or a Bellinger and a Tucker, not a Bellinger and a Schwarber or a Pete and a Bellinger. Because if it's the guy who's always banged up, you look up in July, you might have a worse roster than you had this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.